I started the theater 30 years ago in a parking lot at Sheridan Lakeview Resort and Conference Center. That's what it was called at that time. And the reason, one of the reasons I started it is because I grew up with summer stock theater, an area in central New York. I'm from Auburn, New York, near Syracuse, near Skinny Atlas, New York, where they had a lyric theater in a tent, and they used to bring in big stars like Carol Channing, Bill Hayes, people like that. And I thought when I came to West Virginia that there would be a professional theater here, but there wasn't. So I thought it might be a good idea to go to the resort. They were building townhouses then, which were timeshares. And this would be a great amenity for the people that were going to be at the timeshares. The goal I had for this theater was to present deeply entertaining shows. That's one major goal. They have a cultural and economic impact on the area. Third is to open the window to musical theater.
West Side Story has a very special place in your heart. Has that been the most common recurring show over the years that's been done? Or do you think, is there another one that's been done probably the most over the 30 years?
West Side Story, we've done that, I think, four times. We've also done South Pacific. It's three times. Chorus Line. We've done that four times. 42nd Street, we've done that over. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor, we've done that maybe four times. We bring back those shows because we do a survey at the end of the season. We ask people what they would like to see. And then what we do is maybe put in there one or two shows that we think can help educate. You know, the arts enrich people's lives. I have probably, in the 30 years, gone to the majority of shows every night. And I love it because I am transformed. I'm transformed to another world, and for 2 hours I can forget budget, tickets, marketing, fundraising. And that's what I hope we do for people when they come to our shows.
Talking about legacy and what you've really done for this town and for this state with this theater, at some point, and I'm sure that crosses your mind when you think about what you want your legacy to be.
I hope that people will remember me and the theater for the Broadway shows we brought in and for the shows they came to and they enjoyed. I hope that's part of my legacy, how much we have educated young people to enjoy our shows. So maybe when they get older, they'll come back, because we have to be involved in audience development.
And you've also done in the past some dramatic plays too.
Streetcar Named Desire, Owl Town, and we want to continue doing that. Because those are very challenging, but we're educating our musical theater audiences to appreciate other kinds of drama. And, you know, also, I've always been really deeply grateful. I had an opportunity to do new plays. And some people forget this. During the 90s, in the early part of the 2000s, we produced plays at the State Theater in Uniontown. We produced a play called Streets of Gold, about the immigrants that came to the area, about the mining wars. So I would hope that would be also part of my legacy, is the new plays. And I'm hoping that we could improve on the educational side by starting an academy where we can be educating people to appreciate musical theater and acting, dancing, singing. And we're working on that this year. That would be the final part of the dream I had in 1985, is have an academy attached to us that we can use our professional directors, choreographers, to teach young people. So we're also building a population of musical theater people in West Virginia. We have very many talented young people. And I hate seeing them go to other places. And I do love having people from University of Michigan. I love people from Point Park College, CMU. But we should have more people from West Virginia on our stage.